Thomas Sowell is an American economist turned social theorist, political philosopher, and author. At 86 years old, he is currently a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, Stanford University. One of his famous quotes states, "Socialism, in general, has a record of failure so blatant that only an intellectual could ignore or evade it."
Bill Pell is an attorney with Greenbaum, Wolf and Ernst, a graduate of Vassar and of the Columbia Law School, and very active in a number of liberal and feminist movements. Mrs. Pilpel.
I would like to, for a moment, ask you some questions about the economics of job getting in terms of the blacks versus the whites. The statistics I was able to pull together indicate that at the present time, white males make $17,427 on an average basis for the year. Black males make $12,738, white females make $10,244, and black females make $9,476. It is clear from these figures, as indeed I think it's clear to most of us from what we see, that there is a discrimination against blacks and against women in our present system.
Ah, horseshit!
Since not all blacks will be superior, how would you try to even that out so that there would be some equality of job opportunities?
Yeah, I'm sorry you missed the earlier part of the program when I pointed out that where you find people not represented evenly, that does not show the institutional effect, because almost nowhere in human affairs do you find people evenly represented.
Well,
if you compare comparable people with respect to age, with respect to education, etc., you get a totally different picture, both with respect to blacks and women. Now, the figures that I saw, for example, show more recently that if you take black families where the husband and wife are both college educated and compare them to white family where the husband and wife are both college educated, the black family is now earning $2,000 a year more.
Gotcha, bitch!
The problem is that very few blacks fall in that category. That when you compare category for category, then we're talking about getting people a decent education. I'm saying that you cannot say that numbers collected at the employer's place of business reflect simply the employer's policies. Those numbers reflect underlying conditions in the whole society, just as numbers collected at a hospital do not show you that the people are sick because they're in the hospital.
Gotcha, bitch!
Oh, I would agree with that, but you would also have to agree that, generally speaking, women are paid less, for example, for the same job.
Are you sure about that?
No, I would not. I would not agree with that. If you're talking about women with the same number of years of experience, with the same continuous service, etc., etc., then when I look at that, I don't find that disparity. I find, for example, in many cases, the women are making more, depending on how you break the data down.
This is great banter. It really is.
The difference with women is between married women and everybody else. That's the real difference.
Gotcha, bitch!
Well, even as to single women, the Census Bureau statistics, the most recent ones I could find, 1978, say that single men are earning $11,100 and single women are earning $9,300.
Yes, I love the word single that is used. When I did my study, I didn't use single, I used never married. You see, a woman who is single at age 40, having spent 10 or 20 years raising children, is really not quite the same as a man of age 40 who's been working continuously for 20 years.
Gotcha, bitch!
And the differential she cited is not that great, so it could easily be accounted for by the...
Yes, because when I break them down the other way, I did this for the academic world, and there I found the women who are never married, which is the term way I take it, they were earning more than the men. And similarly, when the government did data some years ago on women who had been working continuously since high school into their 30s, there you found that they were making slightly more than men of the same description. So the difference is between married women and everybody else. And married men get an extra bonus because their wives take care of many things that enable them to put more time into their careers.
I'm sure you're aware of the fact that there are approximately 15% of all homes in which there is only one wage earner. So that when you talk about women being able to take care of things for their married mate wage earner, the fact is that in the overwhelming majority of American homes, the women also work. And therefore, I don't think your explanation that women have other responsibilities and that that's why
Work can mean part-time work or full-time work. Women do not work full-time to the same extent that men. Part-time workers make less than full-time workers.
You just got wrecked.
Wow.
Shut the fuck up. You're a fucking cunt.
Shut the fuck up. You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick. Shut the fuck up. Stop being a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. Nobody even wants you here.
Thanks for watching, guys. Mr. Thomas absolutely roasted the fuck out of this old feminist cunt. Make sure to smash the like button, and if you're new, please subscribe to the channel for more roasting of feminist cunts. And a small update, I have found a new place to rent, so I'll be moving over the weekend, though the shitty part is I may need to rely on my mobile phone for the video uploads, as the new internet connection should be done on Thursday.